my girl Nina, and welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors at Olico Professional. We love you so much. Nina, today is all about leadership. We are going to be talking about how to be humble and protective, how to be supportive and innovative, helpful and motivational, while being duty and performance focused with a special guest. But I know we want to dig a little bit deeper into what servant leadership is. So let us have it, baby girl.
So if you know me and follow me, I live for servant leadership. It's the way that I led my team when I was a salon owner for 11 years. And a lot of people, and I get this a lot when people hear the word servant leadership, because they say, well, my team thinks servant leadership means that they can walk all over me and I just lay down and do whatever they want and they can come and go and do what they please. And that is not it. Leadership still means leadership. You're still leading. You're still guiding. You're still, there's still a level of authority there in a sense, right? But I'm going to read you this definition because I want everybody to be very clear on what servant leadership is. So it says, while traditional leadership is focused on helping an organization thrive, servant leaders put the needs of their employees first. They focus on developing individuals who perform their best. So basically, and the way that I interpret this because I did it, is that yes, did I want to grow my business and make money and make a profit and have my team make money and be profitable? Absolutely. But the way that I did that was really caring for them individually as people and really customizing the way that I led them to their needs and yes, really coaching them on their dream. What is your dream? What do you live for? Is it that you want to buy a house? You want to get out of debt? You want a vacation home? What college fund? Whatever. I'm going to coach you to that. Because it is about that one-on-one connection. And it is, I'm here to serve you and get you there. It doesn't mean that you're going to be able to walk all over me in the process, because I'm still going to hold you accountable, right? There's a difference there and people get that misconstrued, but it's caring about the team first, as opposed yes, to caring about the performance or numbers first. So I am so excited.
Let's go.
We have a special guest. You guys know and love her, and she was already a guest on our podcast, and Jay and I live for her. And that episode that we did with her was probably one of the most powerful and inspirational, you know, left Jay and I really also in tears, as many of our listeners. So we are going to welcome back to our podcast the most beautiful and talented Yara Della Torre. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for having me here again. I am so excited to be hanging out with you guys for the next few minutes and to be talking all about leadership. I loved the way that you described what servant leadership is, and I just can't wait to dive deep into this, because this is what I'm all about as a salon owner and as a leader in my salon and in the industry.
Yes, Yara, and you have blown me away just by the way you lead with love and light. And I think that is such a positive, you know, outlook that we all need to have moving forward in this industry. So with you speaking up here at No Stylist Left Behind, it will get better, and it is getting better through your leadership in that. So we like to come in hot sometimes at the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. So we're going to get into it. So Yara, we're going to start your questions with, what do you feel is your leadership style?
Okay. So right to it, huh? No, yes. No, warming up.
No, all baby. Right.
My leadership style, especially here at the salon, so I have a salon, we're about to have our 3-year anniversary in Yay. July. Yay! And it started off as a small dream, and I wanted it just to become a small creative space for myself. I never intended it to be a full-blown salon, but here we are 3 years later, and now we are a team of 5, 6? six, but it's going to be five soon because I have one of my little babies is flying off, leaving the nest, but that is okay. So it's been a journey getting here and leading my stylists who were my apprentices, two of them were my apprentices here, but I always did it with a lot of love. And like Nina was saying, I always did it with their best intention in mind, kind of like you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And I've always had this deep love for helping others in our industry, even before I became a salon owner, even before I became an educator, I was just naturally drawn to helping out people. And that really is my number one thing as a leader. I want to help you excel. I want to help you become the best version of yourself. And typically it always works because there's such passionate people in our industry. And if you just have that, you don't have to have talent. You don't have to be the best at anything. You just have to have that fire in you. And if you have that and a good leader, you will get so far.
I absolutely agree with you. And when I had a salon, you know, in the beginning, and there's a lot of podcasts that we were like really vulnerable and open about what that looks like as you're growing into a leader and like all of those discoveries that come along with it. But there's when you lead with love and light, when you lead with vulnerability, when you can be on the same playing field, because that's one thing I've realized as an industry leader in looking at stylists who maybe sit in my class or I'm talking to them after a class or they're on my online memberships, I look at them and I go, there's nothing different between me and you. I just happen to be saying it louder, right? So you can be this, you are this. Just lean in, right? And all of us are coaches, right? We're taking it to the next level from just not inside a flagship, but now global. And we're saying, this is the way you do it, but it starts with love and light. So thank you for that, Yara.
Yeah. I love talking about leadership. And I think, you know, it's hard being a leader. It's one of those things where you can't be a yes person all the time being a leader. You know, it just doesn't work. You get put in uncomfortable positions sometimes as a leader. And, you know, I always say, especially with this past year, you know, making hard decisions, I got a lot of, you know, emails and things, DMs, like, what do I do? How do I handle this? You always have to make decisions on what is best for your business long-term. It's not being short-sighted. It's looking down. And I learned this from my mentor, Robin, looking down into the furthest into the horizon. That's what leaders do. You look the furthest ahead and you're not making decisions that are going to impact you today or tomorrow, but you're making decisions that are going to impact you long-term. Amen. And that's what's really hard about being a leader because, and also in our industry, because we work so closely, like you become so close with your team because you literally work next to them every day. We're emotional beings. We like to be liked. We like to feel like we're included. You know, in this industry, it's part of that and it's in us, right? I want to know, because you've had, so tell me a little bit about the team that you have. How long have they been with you?
Okay. So I started off, like I told you, just wanting to open up a space for myself. I was working at a different salon, and at that salon, there was a gal who was going to beauty school who I had found, and I was like, oh, you should come and work here. So I had hired her for the other salon. Mm-hmm. But we really clicked. Like, she was in beauty school, and we actually would get in trouble all the time because I was like, come here, let me teach you how to like do this. And the owner was like, she needs to be in the front, Yara. You can't be taking the receptions to the salon floor. Like, she needs to be answering phones. And I was like, well, isn't this what it's all about? Like, don't I have to teach her? She's in beauty school. Like, that is so. Anywho, it goes without saying that the moment that I opened up my salon, she was like, she didn't even let me ask. She just said, I'm coming with you. So she was my first stylist. Her name is Michaela. Then came Calla. Similar story. She was in beauty school and we just kind of worked her all the way up. Then came Lenore, who is my do-it-all, has been in the industry for almost 30 years, a sweetheart, amazing stylist. Then came Stephanie, who is my salon coordinator, and she's also an apprentice. And lastly, I have Chelsea, who's our newest addition to the salon. So we are a total of six here at the shop right now. And it all came very naturally, very organically. I never once ever placed an ad looking for a person. They all came to me. Mm. And I just think that's a beautiful example of what creating a space that is branded and that has a purpose and a mission and a vision, that's what happens when you have that. People will naturally gravitate to you. So that wow. is the story of where we are now.
Oh, that's so true. And I'm glad that you brought that point up, because I want to know what you have done in terms of leadership to keep those team members. Like, how are you creating camaraderie? How are you creating loyalty and trust between them? Because those are three things, actually. Loyalty, trust, safety, security. That's what people are looking for. And growth, of course. So what did you do in terms of your leadership or your leadership style to keep them with you?
Yes, of course. That is such a good question. And it actually circles back to that mission and vision that I was mentioning earlier. You know, when I got fired once, and I mentioned this in our last episode, I got fired from a place that I had been working at for almost 7 years, and I felt very close to them. We were like a family, and I was afraid that I would never be able to find that again. I thought that that was the end of me feeling at home in this place, which was totally not true, because right. we were able to create a whole new space with whole different people that fits my life and my needs better as an artist. So when I do have people reach out and want to be a part of our team, first of all, there's a few questions that right off the bat, I just need to know, you know, who are you? What do you do? What's important to you? How do you see yourself in this industry? So if they answer those questions to the standard that I feel gives me the know of, okay, this person's passionate, they're determined, they're motivated, that in the beginning lets me know that they're going to be a great fit mm-hmm. from the get-go. Then when they come in and let's say I decide, okay, you're going to be a part of our team, let's give this a shot. The first thing that I start with is I explain to them what our mission and vision for the salon is. So we are all working on this common goal to create X. And I can share our mission and our vision. That is what I run through the very first day when anybody begins. And that sets the stage, basically. That sets the tone to let them know, not only do I mean business, but also I want you to succeed. And we are a team, and I'm here for you, and you're here for me, and we are all going to get to this goal together. So during every single meeting that we have, which we have a meeting or a gathering about once a month, I always make sure that we go over this. We want to keep this forward and upfront in our minds and in our hearts and in our soul so that we know what connects us and what brings us together. So a lot of communication, but if you'd like, I can share with you guys what the mission and the vision are.
Yes, I'm over here like giddy.
Waiting.
I'm like, yeah.
So Lashes and Curls Studio is the name of our salon in Key Largo, Florida. And our mission is to provide our clients with beautiful hair, an exceptional guest experience, focusing on providing top-notch quality services, educating our guests on our craft and art, and offer the highest quality beauty and pampering experience. Mm. So that is our mission for what we're doing. Like, why are we here? You know, yes, we want to make people happy. Yes, we want to create beautiful hair, but like, this is what we come to do every single day. So we are all in this same like wavelength of what we're doing. And then our vision as a salon, as a part of our team, as somebody, as a professional can say, I am part of this team and this is our vision. This is who we want to be. I am a part of that. It's to become the most sought after salon in our area, a respected and admired place of art with exceptional artists who make you feel like royalty. Mm. So cool. I think that our stylists love that. They love being a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. And one thing I love, and when it's happened to this, is that you said every month when you have your meeting, that's the first thing we talk about. We're circling back. We're being very clear in why we're here. We're starting with why, and you're literally doing that. And I think that is so exceptional because as I look back, I can relate, right? So there's a lot of owners and leaders right here listening to us right now saying, oh, I haven't done that, or I have done that, but now I'm not leading with the why and with the love and what we stand for. So I can look back and go, there were times when a meeting or a gathering didn't go as planned because it wasn't set up with love and light. So that's a reminder to us all, Yara, that you just gave us to just kind of circle back and remember, why are the doors open on the days that we're open? Why are the team members here? And why are you leading them to the future for success and joy and opportunity? So I'm fired up about your mission statement and your vision and wow, blown away.
Whew. Listen, you also said something. I'm hanging out. Like I'm here for the chat. I'm leaning back in my chair and everything. Usually I'm all the way up here. I'm all the way up here, but now I'm sitting back because I'm just absorbing all of this amazing information. And you said something that I wholeheartedly believe. And it is, and you didn't say it verbatim this way, but people, stylists, receptionists, assistants, they all want to belong to something that is bigger than them. And that is your brand, and that is your culture and your mission and vision for the business, your core values. These are the things that make it so cohesive, where we talked about creating loyalty, where it's like, how do I get these people to stay? You do what you say you're going to do. You follow through every single time. You deliver every single time. You lead with love. You nurture them. You hold them accountable when they fall off the wagon, because they will. And you are your authentic self. That is the key. You just have to be your authentic self. And you have to show people that you care, but you also have to let them know that this isn't romper room. You know what I mean? Like this is a playground. You know, we have structure and we have rules and systems in place so everything can run smoothly. Do you remember Romper Room? I don't even know why that came out. Like
I literally was like, I put a note in my head. I'm going to say Romper Room when we chat later.
Do you know that, Yara?
No, I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but it sounds great.
Romper Room, I think it was a show, or it's like a kid's show or a playground. Now I'm going to have to look that up. But we always used to say, like my family used to say about Romper Room, but was it a show or was it like a place that people went to? But basically, this is not a playground.
It's not a playground. Oh, okay.
It's not a playground. That's what I meant to say. And I'm going to look up Romper Room in a second. But I love that you said that because it is so true. It's just about making people feel included in the small decisions. Ask them how they feel, get their thoughts, have them come to a team meeting with homework, ask them to think about two ways that we can improve and elevate our guest experience, two ways that we can attract new business, get them involved and included so they feel that they are a part of something bigger than them. So,
whoa,
love that.
I'm so happy you mentioned that, Nina, because that is actually one of the things, going back to the meetings and communication and making them feel included. I always like to start the meetings with, this is what we're going to talk about, but I tell them, okay, guys, we're going to discuss X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I want to let you know that at the end of this, I want to hear from you. So start thinking now of anything in the salon, in the experience, in the orders, and anything that you want to bring up to me, think about it now. We're going to touch on it at the end of the meeting. And then I open up that room at the end and I let the stylists, but you say it at the beginning so that they're like, oh, thank God, this is my chance to tell Yara, like, we need to order more foils, girl.
Yes.
Like, we can't be working with the short foils. We need the longer ones, you know, like whatever it is. So, yeah. But they think about it and they know that the door is open and I'm going to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So good. PSA, I'm just going to let you know what Romper Room is because I did have to look it up. It is a TV show and that's what I thought. But then I'm like, wait a minute, was it a place that I really went to? But it was a syndicated TV show from 1953 to 1994. So even if you were in the 80s and the early 90s, I'm showing my age right now, you know what romper room is, okay? So I'm just going to say, it's not a playground, and we are not on a playground, people. We are talking about leadership.
Yes, and we're digging deep. And talking about leadership, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper with you, Yara, okay? All right. So I'm going to play this out for you. We're getting the leadership right. We're showing up. It's going great. We're having meetings month to month, week to week, whatever anyone, any leader's doing, right? We're in it. But what happens when life happens? Your world can get unfocused, and maybe, just maybe, because we've all been there, your boundaries in your business fall short. How do you move through that and get back on track?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. So things do happen, right? With our lives as leaders, and then things happen with our team's lives. Like maybe we'll have a stylist who's not standing up to our mission or vision, you know, things like that come across, or maybe something goes sideways because my life has been so busy that maybe I just didn't realize it. Yeah. But whether it's on my end or it's on one of my team members' ends, the thing is, I always circle it back to me. Like, ooh. The first question that I always ask is, what could I have done better to avoid this situation? Or what happened? Where did I fall short? And then it led to this. Because I am a leader. So even when, you know, Sophie or Maria, and those are not my stylist names, but even when they fall short, it has to do with something that I didn't do or could have done better in order to avoid the situation. And it has happened, you know, it has happened to the point where I saw one of my stylists kind of derailing off, and I had to grab her back up and be like, hey, this is what we're here for. We can't get too comfortable. Like, and if you do, there's repercussions and consequences to that behavior, you know? And then also just explain to them that I am really here for the greater good of everybody. It's not like I'm being selfish. I'm not going to jump down your throat. I'm not going to give you crazy ultimatums or blame you. In fact, I usually always circle back again to myself, and I'll tell them, hey, listen, this is what I've noticed, and this is what I could have done, and I'm sorry that I didn't do that, and wow. I'm going to work harder on being a better leader so that we can work together. So can I actually tell you a little story about how
please.
I got really upset, actually, with one of my stylists for whatever reason, you know, life happened. And I felt like she was really getting off track. And at first I got really upset, and I wanted to kind of be harsh on her and like, just be like, hey, get it together or you're fired type of thing, you know? But that doesn't work. So what I did is, instead of attacking her and being like, why are you being like this? I told her, I have a new job for you. And she was kind of in between that stage of assistant and junior stylist. And I said, I have a new job for you. You're going to be my co-artist. Like, you're going to be my co-stylist. You're going to do everything with me. I need help. And I want you to learn. I want you to level up. I see that you're falling short in X, Y, and Z. And I want to help you. So you are going to be my shadow from here on out. And when you're not seeing a client, you're going to be like working hand on hand with me. And that's what we did. And at first it was like awkward because we had had that little bit of a, we're not doing so well stage. But then she grew from it. Then she was like, okay, Yara wants to spend more time with me. She's not shunning me. She's not putting me down. She's not making me feel embarrassed or like I'm messing up. You know, she's telling me I am actually an even closer part of her right now. And then that helped her level up. And it was just really amazing to see. Mm.
Wow. Yara, I'm about to get on a flight and peace out of LA to come work for you. I'm like,
how about I go to LA?
You are so inspiring. And I'm just like Nina, I'm just like taking all it all in with your wisdom and your light. And I know everyone listening right now is like, yes, or they're like, oh God, I haven't done that. It's like these little reminders that it's okay if you get set off track. There's always a way back.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
One of the things that you mentioned too is it's really just taking accountability as a leader.
Yes.
Everything, the success and the failure always leans on the shoulders
yes.
of the owner, right? That's just how it is as the leader. You know, when your business is successful, it's your leadership and your team, right? But your leadership first. When there are challenges and things are sinking, it's your leadership, right? And that's just the reality of it. And so I love how you're circling it back to you because it is, and this kind of leads me into my next little segue here, which is to really self-assess. You know, as leaders, we constantly have to take a step back and say, what could I have done differently? What can I do to lower the risk of this happening again? What did I learn from this situation? And a lot of times, and for me, I'll speak for myself, but having stylists leave, you know, depending on what the scenario is, and every scenario is different, and you're always going to have team members that want to leave and do their own thing and open their business and go to a suite or all of those things. That's just the nature of our business. And you've got to be okay with that as an owner. But even though, for instance, I had a stylist that left because she wanted to go back to cosmetology school and she wanted to get more education and go through this like accelerated program, right? And so, but even that, I thought to myself, what can I do differently in this situation where I maybe could have communicated things better to her? Is there a yeah. system that I need to implement that's going to show her this is the growth strategy and how you're going to grow? Maybe I didn't communicate. Like, you always have to be thinking about that. And especially when people leave and it's contentious, right? When there's contention, it's like, how did I somewhat make a misstep in my leadership? So what I want to know is, and you kind of touched on it already, but when you take a pause in your business, when something happens, when you have an upset client, when you have an upset stylist, when you have someone wanting to leave your business for whatever reason, or maybe there is tension in the salon and in the business, which we've all lived in that space, you know, between us and our
yeah.
stylist.
Yeah.
What do you do aside from asking yourself, what can I do differently? But do you have a, you know, things that you say or maybe an action plan or something that you're like, okay, let me hit pause, let me self-assess and let me reevaluate the way that I'm leading. Like, do you have a process or a system or do you ask yourself, you know, any other questions or things that you can share with us?
That's a good question, Nina. I mean, communication, you know, I have had some artists who have came in and we've tried to work together and it didn't work out. I've had yeah. people who have been attracted to like me as far as like my personality and they wanted to work with me and we tried it and it didn't go the way that we expected it to. So I've had to make those hard decisions of having to like talk to somebody. I've also been left. I had a girl quit on me one time through text message, you know, and I was like, oh, I actually don't even mention this a lot, but during my accident, I had a receptionist who just never even like called to see what had happened to me. And she just never showed up, you know? So all of those things, you know, and sometimes people just don't align with your business and yeah. that is okay. That's why it's important mm-hmm. to have this criteria of what you expect and what you can do. But there's definitely a lot of times like that I've had to take a step back and realize what went wrong and how I could have done better. Like one time I had a failed relationship with the stylist who came in and she was a seasoned stylist and she had been like, she had shared a suite with a different stylist up in Miami. And she was just very like, I'll come in and do my own thing and then leave. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. It was actually when I was trying to go back to work after my big life changing accident. I was like, that's great. It could be a little bit of extra income. I don't have to manage her, blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't work with my mission and vision. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. So we went our separate ways and she's doing great now. We're still friends, but I've actually came across a similar situation. And then I realized, okay, Yara, you can't just open the door and let people run free, because that is not the structure. It's just going to lead you back into this same cycle, yeah. You know? So just noticing, you know, the things that happen and what works and what doesn't work, and understanding why things go down the way that they go down, you know, so that you're not beating yourself up about somebody wanting to leave you. And so that you can get really clear on what you're doing, because kind of going back to what you were saying is like, you have two choices, either lead, do, you know, the servant leading thing that we were talking about, like lead with love, lead with compassion, lead with everybody's best intentions up front and upmost, or be an egotistical leader, think that everything that happens is their fault and you're just going to scream and yell and boss your way out of it and then be left alone completely. I mean, yes. People will leave. Mm-hmm. So those are your two choices. That's about it. I mean, I've worked for somebody like that who was just like, it's my way or the highway. And I was like, well, I'm taking the highway.
I'm taking the 405, honey. See you never.
I'll be on the 10. Thanks.
Let's go. Yeah, we've all been there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yara, you better bring it in hot, honey, on this podcast today. All I can say is, well, I'm blown away by you. I just love the value you bring to this podcast and our industry. Mm-hmm. And thank our you, industry.
For sure. There's an authenticity there, you know, that's seen. It's being seen by many.
And thank you for sharing that reality too, because I feel like as leaders, as mentors, and for stylists who have that dream to step into their light as a leader, this is going to help them. That yes, sometimes you'll get it wrong, but if you're aware and you circle back and you wait to react, right? Or you stop, don't react, and wait to respond, that and you lead with love and light, like we've shared today, there is a way to move this industry forward, and you're doing that. So thank you.
You guys are doing that too so much. You guys are just such a great example for everybody. For me, you're such an inspiration. And yeah, I hope that anybody who is looking to become a leader of some type, a leader in their salon, a leader as a salon owner, a leader as an educator, that they know that, you know, when you look up at these people who have like made it or who are in this place, you know that it takes a lot of sweat, it takes a lot of tears, it takes a lot of self-reflection, it takes a lot of like unfolding and being open and being raw and being able to look at yourself and call yourself in your own shit. And yes, it's not all just bossing people around. It's actually none of that. It's holding people by the hand next to you as opposed to them behind you. So
that's the truth. Thank you so much, Yara. You truly are just a light. And I think that people are going to find so much value in this. And, you know, leadership it's not easy. And when you become a salon owner, it doesn't mean that, and you become a salon leader, it doesn't mean that you're just great at doing hair anymore. It actually doesn't even have to do with doing hair at all. It has to do with how you impact and lead other people and how you nurture them and how you inspire them and really pull the best out of them. And that's a lot. You know, you have to be a special person to be able to do that. And it's not easy. So you always drop so much information. I also want to make sure that I share. So I'm a big Simon Sinek fan. And if you guys love servant leadership and you're interested in learning more about it, check on his Instagram. He has a couple books. He has a podcast. He's got a lot of stuff. You can watch him on YouTube, which I always do. But Simon Sinek is the best at explaining the servant leadership style. And I just live for that. So Yara, thank you so much. Where can people find you on Instagram?
At Yara Does Hair. And I am always there. I'm always a message away. I try to answer to every single message that comes to my inbox. And then I have a little special project going on called Evolving Stylist. You can check it out at evolvingstylist.com. And just looking to serve and help and elevate the industry and just share as much value and knowledge as I can with my fellow hair stylists.
Mm, Well, you are doing
amazing.
Thank you so, so much. Make sure that you give Yara a follow on Instagram. Maybe you even slide into her DMs. Make sure you give our sponsor at Oligo Pro a follow on Instagram. My best guy at It's Mr. J. Ladner and myself at Nina Tullio. And if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.